Welcome to our daily rosary meditations. Hey, I want to remind you that this Tuesday, August 5th, Dr. Troy Hinkle will be live on our app to answer any questions regarding anything I've said on the 30 most important topics about the Catholic faith. Good luck with that, Troy. Just turn on your notifications on our app or log into the app at 6 p.m. Central this Tuesday to join Troy live. Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of St. John Vianney. Now, the people of Ars, where he was their parish priest, they didn't really know what to do with him. Father John Vianney was gentle and kind, but he kept calling them to deeper conversion, daily meditation, Sunday Mass, frequent confession, and devotion to the Eucharist. His love was relentless, and that made some people uncomfortable. Some parishioners, and even a few fellow clergy, thought he was a bit too extreme. So, they did what critics often do. They wrote a petition to have him removed, and they circulated it around town, gathered signatures, and prepared to send it to the bishop. One of the petitioners mistakenly handed the petition to Vianney himself to sign, not realizing who he was, perhaps assuming he was just another priest who was against Vianney. And what did St. John Vianney do? Well, he calmly read the petition, and then he signed it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Now, why would John Vianney sign a petition to get rid of himself? Because he knew something most of us forget. His identity and his value didn't come from the opinion of others. It came from God alone. God made him in his image, and God made him his adopted son by baptism. And it was God who called him to be a priest, and it was God who sent him to ours. So, what other people thought meant nothing. Vianney didn't need approval. He wasn't seeking admiration. He was content to be nothing so long as God could be everything. St. John Vianney lived true humility. Now, humility is not degrading yourself or being a doormat. Humility has two parts. First, it's to recognize I am not God. Yes, I have strengths, but I also have limitations. And I accept my strengths and I use them for the good of others. But I also accept my limitations because these remind me I need God. Therefore, when I'm criticized, I don't need to argue or defend myself. And this leads us to the second part of humility. I am a child of God. My value is not derived from the opinion of others. My value comes from God, my Father. And God is making me divine by participation with Him. So humility doesn't mean thinking less of yourself. It means being so secure in God's love and the identity and value that He's given us, we no longer need to think about ourselves all the time. And that makes us free. And it allows us to have a sense of humor. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. We live in a world that takes itself far too seriously because it's afraid. Afraid of being found out, afraid of being seen as weak or wrong or unimpressive. That kind of pride makes you rigid, defensive, and heavy. But the saints are light. They are not afraid to look foolish. They're not afraid to be wrong. They can laugh at themselves, not with sarcasm or bitterness, but with freedom and joy. St. John Vianney's humor came from his humility. He signed the petition because he knew that God had made him a priest and that God was in control. So he didn't have to control everything. If God wanted him at Ars, he would remain. If God wanted him elsewhere, then he wanted to be there. Humility and trust in Providence set Vianney free, free from fear, and that is why he could live with such a good sense of humor. That's interior freedom, and with that freedom comes a joy the world could never touch. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. G.K. Chesterton once said, "Angels can fly because they take themselves lightly." The soul weighed down by self-importance cannot fly. The proud heart cannot laugh. But the humble heart is like a child, quick to forgive, quick to hope, quick to delight in small things. John Vianney lived in a deep friendship with Jesus through the Eucharist and prayer. That's why he could laugh at the absurdities of life and embrace suffering without bitterness. His heart was light, not because life was easy, but because he had given everything over to God. Do you want to grow in joy? Start by letting go of the need to be admired. Let go of the need to be right. Let go of the pressure to prove your worth constantly. Take yourself less seriously and take God more seriously, and you'll find you can breathe again and maybe even laugh again. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. A good sense of humor isn't about telling off-color jokes or being the life of the party. It's about being lighthearted in a heavy world. It's the joy of a soul that no longer fears failure. It's the smile of someone who has nothing to hide. It's the calm confidence that comes from knowing you're loved by God. And if God is your Father, no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. St. John Vianney didn't need to guard his reputation. He didn't need to win arguments. He didn't even need people to like him. His identity and his value came from God, and his mission was secure in God's hands. So when others tried to tear him down, he simply stepped aside and said, "Whatever pleases the Lord." And the Lord smiled and kept him right where he was. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were your thoughts on this meditation?
I actually think this is just such a big topic that it's hard to condense any of my thoughts on it, because it's this question of comedy is really complicated. Reputation is really complicated. And there's a very fine line of how you balance these things, how you balance pride and humility, but also there's something innately uncool about taking yourself too seriously. And there's something we don't like about comedy that is trying too hard, where it's grasping at something, it needs our attention, it needs something from us that's so desperate that we then don't want to give it. And that's true as well with a lot of pride. Because if you see someone who's really, really trying to constantly control how everyone thinks about them, they're like in this constant balancing act where they don't want to be too cool, they don't want to be too casual, they don't want to be too anything, but then people just are uncomfortable because they're always a little worried that they're going to knock it over, that they're going to tip it over. So you're afraid of everyone else, and they're kind of afraid of getting close to you, because we can tell that you're really, really, really trying to hold all of it together, and it's something that you don't have to be balancing.
Yeah.
You're balancing something on your nose that's incredibly dangerous and also impossible to balance on your nose. And it's your whole identity. You just don't have to balance it.
Yeah, I like the way you put it. We take ourselves too seriously. I think it's as you're saying, the question is, if we take ourselves too seriously, what are we trying to protect?
Mm.
What are we trying to control?
Mm-hmm.
What are we trying to prop up? And what are you afraid will happen?
Yeah.
Vianney didn't worry about any of that.
Because in that case, he's being presented with people want him gone. So a reality that most people fear that isn't true was actually real for him. People actually did have ill will towards him. They wanted him removed. And he could still laugh in the face of that. Not to say, oh, that'll never happen, but, oh, okay, what if it does?
Yeah. And because Vianney had placed himself in the hands of God. So imagine yourself in the hands of God. God's looking at you, and what does God see? As you are in his hands, what does God see? Well, he sees someone in his image. He's going to take care of that. He sees someone who's now his adopted son or daughter. He's going to take care of that. He sees someone who from all eternity had a plan for their life. He's going to take care of that.
Yeah.
What are we afraid of?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever, I don't know if you've ever had one of these moments where your coffee mug tips over or something and you've got something in your hands and you grab the wrong thing. You're just holding onto this thing like mentally. You're like, I can't drop it. And you completely let the coffee mug fall over, and then you look down and you realize you've just got like a piece of trash in your hands that you didn't actually need to be holding, but you just kind of grasp tightly to whatever you're already holding, and you can just let go. And I think we're constantly holding on to the wrong thing, and we can just drop it. God's got us. And our instinct is to hold tight to everything just because we've already got it in our hands, but we actually don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important.
So does that mean the only way to really have a good sense of humor is to trust totally in God and divine providence?
I feel bad that this topic is too big. I feel like I'm excited to continue steeping on it because I think there's actually so much to say here.
Well, what we're talking about is the antidote to the root of all sin, which is pride. The antidote is humility, trust in divine providence, and a good sense of humor. That's the antidote. Humility, trust in divine providence, and a good sense of humor. Well, thanks for the conversation. Hey, wait. We need a practical resolution. Every meditation should end with one practical resolution. So I think the resolution should be that find some situation today where you start to be afraid, worry, get angry, and then laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh at yourself. Some situations today where you're falling into pride through worry, control, something, and step back and just laugh at yourself. Make it a fake laugh. That's fine. But laugh at yourself today. Yeah. That's your resolution. Sometime today, you gotta laugh at yourself.
God's got you.
God's got you. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.